Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, networking is not only about trading information, but also serves as an avenue to create long-term relationships with mutual benefits as well. However, who you network with and their relevance to your career matters more than just getting out there.
In Career 360, every Thursday, we chat with our resident career coach, Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. And today, it's on the importance of networking and why many seem so averse to it. Thanks for coming again, Adrian. What do you think are some of the common misconceptions about networking?
Well, I think that a lot of people out there, when you mention network, the first thing that comes to mind is attending a networking event, a very artificial plastic event where you go there, hand out name cards, and no one likes that.
Eye rolling, yeah.
No, it's really fake. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us, they think, oh, I don't like to go to networking events, therefore I'd rather not network. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, you know, from the years of experience that we've had talking to very senior level leaders and very successful career people, mm-hmm. they have one thing in common, and they have a very good habit of networking. Mm. To them, it's just part and parcel of doing business. In fact, a lot of them actually enjoy doing networking, but the idea of networking is not about attending events. It's just about making meaningful connections with the people around them and the people they know as well as the people they don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like being seen out there.
Yeah, correct. Right, putting yourself out there and getting to know people. And you know, the best thing about networking is just going out without any agenda. Mm. See, one of the bad things about, one of the misconceptions that people have about networking is that I'm a bit embarrassed to do it because I don't want to be seen going out to the market asking you for favors or asking people for favors. but it's not.
I know of some companies, they kind of, the bosses would tell that you must bring back 5 name cards from me, etc.
Oh, dear.
No.
How do you think, Adrian, people have come to these wrongful conclusions of this conception of
because of bosses networking like that, Bernard, yeah?
Why?
Or ask you to come back with 5 name cards.
Coming back with name cards is easy. You just need to just go to a restaurant and just pilfer a whole bunch.
That's true.
But what I think the whole idea is in terms of going out there, it's not difficult. I mean, if you're afraid of going out there and making new contacts, you know, you can always start networking with your old contacts, your old colleagues, your old bosses, your old friends, and just touch base and just reconnect and find out what's happening and just update them and so what's happening on your side. Mm. And you know, one of the things that the really important thing about networking is that there are a lot of job opportunities now out there in the market which you can source via networking. And in fact, some research has shown that almost up to 80% of opportunities and the jobs that you land is via networking. So you should be, if you're looking for a role, you should be going out there into the market, networking with people, talking to your bosses, talking to headhunters as well.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing though, what about the ethical arguments that surround networking? Sort of the gift wrapping a bad product, if you will, and then you took the job away from somebody better skilled to do it, so to speak.
Tough.
Oh. too bad,
you know.
In fact,
one of the downsides, I mean, people don't network because they people who have networked with them, typically an old friend calls you up out of nowhere and says, hey, Adrian, can I meet up with you, you know. And inevitably, it always ends up they're trying to sell you some multi-level marketing thing or, hey, I sell insurance. So therefore, I mirror this distaste and this disdain for networking. Mm. And as a result, I don't network. But you have to be going out there into the market, talking to people and getting the news. Mm. So even if you're not looking for a job, going out there into the market to understand what the trends are. And in fact, just this morning, one of our clients, he came in and we found out that he wanted to accelerate his career, but he did not really understand what the market was like. And he was asking me advice about the actuarial insurance market. And I said, sorry, I have no idea exactly what they are. Mm. Why don't you just jump on LinkedIn, connect to at least 5 people and just reach out to them and ask them, hey, can we have coffee? Can we just have a discussion? Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts about it? So that is networking as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us, Adrian, how do these benefits really help a person's career? Maybe you could just drill down
the benefits of networking.
Networking.
Well, beyond getting that job away from somebody who actually might be best suited for it.
We have a very holistic view on networking, and in a sense that networking is just one component, and networking is not about a numbers game. Although it does help when you know a lot of people, What's more important is that, do these people know you? It's one thing to say, hey, I know 500 people, but these 500 people don't know me. It's useless, right?
But it's also what they know about you,
exactly.
Not just knowing you.
Exactly. So you got it exactly right, Howie. So it's not just about who knows you, but what are you known for? So that's where your branding comes into play. You know, it's no point if 10,000 people know Adrian Chu, but they think Adrian is he's a bad guy, or don't trust him. Then that's no point. It's a negative. So what you do is you go out to market and you go out with your branding, your personal branding. And what happens then is that your network multiplied by the branding you're bringing to the market becomes your reputation.
Right.
And you want to have a strong reputation in the market, because when you have a reputation in the market for getting things done, or even a reputation within your organization as a good guy, as a go-to guy, opportunities will just come.
Right.
Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. He comes every Thursday to talk us through how to have successful careers. If you had to put a number to it, how important is networking percentage-wise?
As I said earlier, from the research that we've done and from the various interviews we have conducted with C-suite and very successful business people and top leaders, I would say that networking is the key habit which they have, which has led to their success. So like what we mentioned earlier, if you have an 80% chance of landing a new job via networking and only 20% by going online and clicking job ads, then why are you spending 80% of your time clicking job ads? You should be going out there 80% of the time, meeting new people,
so
talking to them.
80% important to your career.
Yeah,
networking almost.
Yes.
How different or not is this network, or how you network at different stages at one's career, if so, and how?
Well, I would say that it's important at all stages of your career to network. Mm-hmm. When you're younger and you're fresh out of university, you want to network with senior folks, with mentors, people who can give you ideas, people can point you in the right direction, people you can reach out to when you have trouble, or when you have a professional or technical question. And as you get into the mid-career stage of your life, of your career story, then you want to network with your peers as well. And to understand what those other guys are doing in the other markets. What are the guys doing in the other divisions? Are there opportunities there that I can reach out to? In your same industry, and even outside in adjacent industries. You just want to understand what the market is. I mean, the last thing you want to do is just to hunker down and just know about your little tiny little hole.
Be in a bubble.
in a bubble. So networking is great for getting information and for understanding where the opportunities are. And also for getting juicy news in the industry, like... so-and-so, my ex-colleague, he just got promoted to MD in this particular company, and how did he do it?
That kind of juicy news.
Yeah, not
getting distracted by other salacious things.
But what is interesting is that, when you find out, how did he get that role? Okay, because this particular market is really hot. Maybe I should pursue it. So it's a great source of leads and market information.
Okay.
And when you're older, it'll be good to just network with the younger people. Just understand what's going on in their space, because they have a new outlook, where's the market heading towards? Because when you're in that senior stage, you don't want to be just mixing around with people who are thinking alike.
Just as jaded as you are. What's it take to start one, let's say, if you didn't have one, hadn't been keeping up relations, so to speak, at the time that you've been working?
I would advise you to just pick up the phone, just reach out, but just WhatsApp an old contact, your old bosses, and just send them a note, say, hi, how are things? Maybe we should just catch up to update. And what I would recommend is, it depends on what your objectives are. If you just want to find market information, then target the right people to speak to. But if you're looking for jobs, then you have to be a bit more aggressive, perhaps. And what we recommend is you set targets for yourself. Maybe you reach out to 5 people a week, maybe 10, and you set numbers of conversion. So if you send out 10 emails or 10 messages out there, maybe you just want to drive for a 10% conversion rate, which means that every week I need to meet 1 person or 2 people for lunch.
And
I can guarantee you that if you are aggressive and disciplined in meeting and networking with these people, the right people, you're going to get leads coming in thick, and it's going to be very successful. You're going to be very successful in landing a job.
How upfront should you be about it?
I wouldn't recommend going hat in hand, hi, governor, can I have a job, please? No. You don't do that. You just go out there and just update these people as to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand what your pitch is.
Right.
You know, you're not
right.
going there with job in hand. You're not asking them for a job. Mm-hmm. You're trying to understand what they have, what's their pressure points, what's paining them.
Mm.
And you approach the networking connection via, so how can I help you?
Mm.
Rather than, what can you do for me? You paid for, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't generate any job or any leads at the current moment, you can rest assured that down the road, something will happen. So network without the idea of getting something out of the system right now.
Mm. Right, right. Okay, the last question I have to ask you is that what do you normally do? Usually people, after collecting name cards, they go back home, they send emails, etc. So what's the follow-up process?
Okay. I've actually gotten this down into a system.
Right.
So what I do is, if I find that this person is interesting enough for me or relevant enough to me, whether the person can help me or whether I could help the person down the road, I literally log it down in my calendar. 3 months later, hey, give Bernard a call.
Mm.
You know, ask him about how his pet dog is doing or whatever we should discuss about.
You put in your calendar.
Yeah, so I reconnect.
Okay.
So for instance, if I meet someone right now who's telling me that they're very stressed out by their daughter's PSLE results,
right.
I'll put in a note in there like, let's reconnect together in October.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Call Sally.
Mm.
Ask her about her daughter's PSLE, how did it go?
So
it's meaningful and it makes a lot of difference, because then you're reaching someone out and you're making a connection with a context.
Mm.
And what is fabulous is that you're not seen to be going there and asking for favors.
Correct.
Yeah, so our doctrine and our philosophy about networking is pay it forward. Don't go into a networking event thinking, what can I get out of it?
Right.
Rather, what can I put in? And you know what's beautiful about networking is that my networks becomes your network becomes our network, and if you put it all together, it's a really powerful concept which we're trying to push.
Not have that whole give so you can get more strategy.
Yeah, it's not a gimme thing. It's okay. just put it out there.
Adrian Chu, founder and CEO of Career Agility International. You can find them at careeragility.org. Adrian, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.